Here's a 2-2. Shep hits this one deep out into left field. Blake is going back. He's at the wall. This ball is out of here or caught. It's a home run. Cam Shepard has done it. He's won it.
That's what it sounded like last week, courtesy of my good friend Jeff Dantzler of the Bulldog Sports Network, as a walk-off home run sent the Bulldogs into the winner's bracket of the SEC tournament. The Dogs would go on to place third in the SEC and now head to the NCAA tournament and hopefully the College World Series. Cam Shepard was the highlight of that particular moment, but another shining star all season has been pitcher Zach Kristofak. Known for his focus and unyielding determination in pressure-packed moments, Kristofak has been a significant part of UGA's success on the diamond this year. However, as students from UGA's Grady College found out recently, that strength comes from a rather tragic set of circumstances, a story that can only be found beyond the playing field, a place we like to call the other side of the G.
It actually started out for me at the baseball field. So early in the morning, my mom, we went to go pick up my friend who just lived around the corner, and she drove us to the baseball field. And we had a practice. It was on a December morning, and then I'll never forget, I got out of the car with her, and I said, I love you, I'll see you later.
That's UGA's junior relief pitcher, Zach Kristofak, recounting what sounded like just another day of baseball practice. But this day turned out to be unlike any other.
I actually remember on the drive back, I texted my mom and I was like, hey, we're on the way back. And then right when we kind of turned the corner to go on my street, I see my whole house is taped off. There are 6 cop cars there. And, you know, I really didn't know what to think at first. I was like, what's going on? And then there's like one police officer outside. I think everybody else was kind of in the house searching. You know, at first I thought there was like, is there a fire or something? So we jumped out of my friend's dad's car, and then we go up to the officer, and we're like, you know, what happened? Like, I live here. Like, I deserve the right to know what happened. And at first, he was like kind of like trying to turn his shoulder and walk away. And then, you know, that just kind of like made everybody a little more mad, more upset. And so we finally got his attention, and he was like, is your dad the one that your mom's been having problems with? And so, like, immediately at that point, I knew something was, like, severely wrong. I turned around and looked at one of the cop cars, and my brother was sitting in the back seat. He was like banging on the window, wanting me to come over there and talk to him. And yeah, I'll never forget that. And then that same police officer ended up telling us that my mom had been assaulted and that she was at Kennestone Hospital. A bunch of people met us at the hospital, and we had about 30 minutes into there, we had there's a detective, 2 detectives and a doctor that came into the room, and they said, you know, your father shot your mother, and she's dead. You know, that's kind of just how it happened.
So within an instant, 2 young men are now orphans 3 days before Christmas.
I remember 3 days later, after everything happened, was Christmas, and there were people from the community that I've just never even heard of. I mean, me and my brother literally had a room full of, like, Christmas presents that all these people, like, brought to us. And so I'll just never forget that, and that just, like, meant so much.
One of the many people to step in during this time was Stephen Wren. Wren went to Walton High School with Kristofak.
Crazy thing about my story is that when everything kind of happened, Stephen was just there for me in such a huge way, you know, not only as a baseball player, but he invited me to his Bible study that he was involved in every Wednesday morning, and we'd go every single Wednesday, and so we were super close. And, you know, the next year after that, he was going to Georgia, and I went on a visit here, and I was like, this place just kind of seems like home to me.
Zach has a tattoo on his wrist of his mother's initials, and every game before stepping onto the pitcher's mound, Kristofak draws a cross and his mother's initials into the dirt.
I just feel like this whole situation has given me so much motivation. My mom, you know, loved, you know, coming to watch me play baseball and everything. And I'd always told myself that, like, you know, I want to be a great baseball player one day. You know, with everything that's kind of happened, I want to do that like for my mom, because she loved to see me play baseball. I just feel like she's looking down on me right now, and she's super proud of me, and you know, that's just like kind of my motivation.
For WUGA and Grady College, I'm Taylor Maggiore. Special thanks to Kevin Keneally for his contribution to this story.